Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Day number 61.
61.
All right, day 61. Joe Biden hasn't mentioned the Americans that he abandoned behind terrorist enemy lines, the Taliban enemy lines, in over 40 days. He doesn't care. He's turned the page, he tells us. You know, we got another article out there saying, oh, the State Department says their meeting with senior Taliban leaders were candid and professional. Why aren't they showing this video everywhere? Even the New York Times points this out. An Afghan army veteran was nearly beaten to death by the Taliban. We're getting these images almost every day. These stories are coming back to us almost every day, that this business-like and professional Taliban, the candid discussions, the leverage that we have all the leverage. It's all a lie. They just lie through their teeth. New York Times points out about this video. It was bad enough that American citizens were left behind and our Afghan, this is by Heather Nauert, I guess, former State Department official, former Fox colleague of ours, very smart. And this is an important piece. But I found out that we have active service members whose families are stuck in Afghanistan. She rightly points out the State Department cannot get them out. It was like the worst of the worst cases. We need to get them out because the Taliban is actively hunting. She quoted Representative Jason Crow, Democrat, Colorado, former Army Ranger, served in Afghanistan. They are systematically working through their list, you know, the list that Joe Biden gave them and the biometrics that he gave them and left them. Time is of the essence here. Amplifying the sense of urgency, lawmakers, veterans groups, you know, they're being stonewalled by our own State Department. Well, you can't land that charter plane with Americans on it in America. And if you get another country that will accept your charter, that's fine. But if they need our sign off, it will not be forthcoming. Wow. Or if you need your papers updated, you'll need to go to another country. That's the point. They can't go to another country, you idiot. Blinken is the dumbest human. Well, maybe Biden. They're just ignorant as hell. It's so incompetent. I never dreamed this would happen in this country. Nobody else seems to want to talk about it right now. Mr. Waltz said that his office recently received a video of a woman who had served in the Afghan National Army, nearly beaten to death, arms, ribs broken. Every day there are getting images and stories. Heather Nauert in her piece says, from their former comrades stuck in Afghanistan. And some of them had family members who have been hunted, captured, tortured, and murdered. Anyone care to hear the truth here? And now this administration, the State Department under this idiot Blinken, is now meeting with senior Taliban leaders and They're negotiating. We already gave them $64 million. We're about to give them more humanitarian aid. Let me translate that for you. That's called ransom where I grew up, because that's the only leverage they have. That is, if they can buy the security of the Americans that they abandoned. And by the way, there's a poll out on this, and thankfully, 77.4% of Americans, yeah, they're again strongly opposed giving foreign aid to the Taliban-controlled Afghanistan, the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. Oh, and by the way, that interpreter that helped rescue Biden that he abandoned also, he snuck out. He was able to get away. He was on Fox News and he says, yeah, the Taliban have no mercy at all. Why would you abandon? Why didn't he take him out when we had full control of the entire area? Why would he ever give up Bagram Air Base? It's unbelievable. Now the Biden administration is going to exempt Taliban era members of the Taliban from U.S. terror related entry restrictions. We're inviting the Taliban to come here. Are you out of your freaking mind? You think they changed their views? Oh, we don't believe in Sharia law that mandates that they treat women like fifth class citizens. You know, they tell them how to dress. They can't leave the house without a male relative. They can't go to school. They can't go to work. And there are public beatings of women almost every day in the streets now with the Taliban in charge. We're going to lift the restrictions and allow them to come to the United States. We're going to remove the terror-related entry restrictions to protect America and the homeland. Are you kidding me? You cannot make this up. And this poor Marine guy, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, you know, who made the viral videos, he was right in his criticism about this disaster. Anyway, he's now apparently going to plea guilty to some of the court-martial charges to get him the hell out of this so he can get his life up back. He was 3 years away from his pension. Ugh, that breaks my heart. I mean, these are just unbelievable times we're living in here. I am not in the mood for this. There's a story out today, too. This was in the Congressional Quarterly, a transcript. You got, you know, Blinken engaging in some tough talks regarding Iran. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, Iran is doing everything they want, and they're setting the stage to take away all sanctions and let the Iranians get more money from other countries. They were pressuring South Korea to release $7 billion in funds to the mullahs in Iran. How stupid do you have to be? I know, but the media only cares about mean tweets of Donald Trump. That's all they really care about. Is that the most important thing? Good grief. We got a lot of ground to cover today. We're going to have on experts. I'm going to give you some economic news, and I've been warning you that this is going to happen. I told you last year it was going to happen, and it's even worse than I thought. And add to that, we'll have this discussion later, thousands of our military members now are coming up against this vaccine mandate date, and they're not going to get vaccinated. Now, I'm not telling them what to do. I'm not a doctor. For whatever reason, I don't know, maybe it's a rare medical condition. Maybe they just don't want it. I believe in freedom. I believe in, what happened to all the my body, my choice people in the country? I believe in medical privacy. I believe in doctor-patient confidentiality. And some people, they're going to lose their pensions here. They're now saying in Chicago, likely half of the Chicago Police Department, as it's already a shift show there every day. You see the death toll every weekend. You see the number of people shot every weekend. Now they're going to lose half the police department. We're losing military personnel. We're going to lose police officers en masse, teachers, drivers, bus drivers, everybody in every field. It's going to be an unmitigated disaster all across the economy, as if things aren't bad enough. The Biden inflation crisis is driving the average new car price, because supply and demand dictate price, right, to $45,000, according to Kelly Blue Book, new study they put out. 45 grand for a car, midsize SUVs. Now, my daughter's lease is coming up in 6 months. Mine is coming up in 9 months. The guy did me a favor and said, I'm not going to be able to get you a car in 9 months or 6 months if you don't order it now. I ordered the car because, you know, he was not selling me anything. I have a great relationship with my dealerships. I always have. You know, I never haggle over price. I say, give me a fair deal. That's all I ask. And I want good service. If the thing needs to be fixed, that's your problem. You fix it because I just leased the stupid thing. So all of this is now happening. This is all preventable. Every crisis, the energy crisis, the COVID crisis, the border crisis, the Afghanistan crisis, China, Taiwan crisis, all of this preventable. By the way, new report. Oh, new emails just uncovered to Daily Mail show that Hunter and Joe Biden were using the same bank accounts to pay each other's bills. Some of them were wired transfers. Too bad Janet Yellen wasn't peeking into their bank accounts on every $600 transaction that they had at the time. Anyway, these emails from Hunter's abandoned laptop from hell, you know, show that between Hunter and another business partner at Rosemont Seneca, you know, that they were working on Joe's taxes, discussing the father-son paying each other's household bills, fielding requests for a book deal for the then vice president. Now you wonder, why did Putin get the exemption? Why did he get the waiver? Well, this probably is the reason why. Why is the president so afraid to confront China over what they're doing in Taiwan, which is flying into their airspace with their, you know, with their military jets? You know, 150 times a day sometimes. Joe, he has nothing to say about it. Nothing. It's pretty unbelievable. You know, Jen Psaki. Oh, by the way, we're expecting today they're going to have the court packing commission a release draft. Let me interpret it for you. We believe in court packing. We already knew the answer before they started. Of course they want to pack the Supreme Court. That fight is coming soon. Even Obama's ethics chief has slammed Jen Psaki's dismissals of these conflicts of interest with Hunter Biden, especially more specifically the art deal. You know, if I think I can do the art, it's not art because I have no artistic talent. I promise you, Linda, true or false? I have the worst handwriting you've ever seen. True or false?
100%.
Okay. Now, it looks to me like Hunter, you know, kind of looks a little paint by numbers. I can do paint by numbers and pretty much color within the lines. It's not worth $500,000 or $75,000. And he's meeting the people that are interested in bidding in his great artwork, Portraits of a Crackhead. Unbelievable.
Maybe you should take that art lesson and, you know, up your skills a little bit.
I'm not interested in art. I don't want to do art.
You could have an art off, you and Biden.
I don't have the patience for art. I look at God's majestic beauty and I say, I can't duplicate that. What am I supposed to do?
It's so weird.
Draw a picture of the beach with seagulls and a boat and a dock?
You're such a patient person, too. That's so weird.
Okay. Now you're just downright lying. This audience already knows who I am. Yeah. One thing, you can't be on radio as long as I've been, 3 hours a day every day. You just can't be on that long and people not know who you are. Because you can't fake it. I mean, I believe in God, faith, family, country. You know, I mean, I'm a pretty simple guy. My conservatism has not really changed a whole lot. Foreclosures now are surging now that COVID mortgage bailouts are ending. This economy is headed for a disaster. And now we're going to take out large portions of key aspects. They're going to have nurses are being fired in droves. Because of this mandate madness, one size fits all medicine. Now, I want to reiterate, I'll say it as many times as possible. I love you, my audience. You make my life possible. You give me this microphone every day. You give me that camera every night. It's an honor to be here, to do this every day. It's my passion. Please be careful. This thing, take it seriously. Research, research, research. Now, why do I say research? Because the more informed you are, the better the questions you can ask your doctor. If God forbid you test positive or making the decision on the vaccine based on your unique medical history, current medical condition. If you have a breakthrough case or you didn't get the vaccine, you know, what therapeutics, what are monoclonal antibodies? Because as soon as you get the COVID test positive, my recommendation is get on the phone as fast as possible with your doctor and call your doctor. What are monoclonal antibodies? Would that be effective for me now that I'm I tested positive? I'm not telling you what to do. I'm trying to help you make informed decisions that you will make in conjunction with your own doctor. I know what I'd do. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table because geek culture is pop culture. And we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And as we roll along, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, so now we've got inflation at a 30-year high. I've given you all the numbers. We've gone through this in great specificity. You know, by the way, Democrats, you know what they're doing? All they're interested in doing is harassing Kristen Sinema. If Republicans did this, they'd be accused of whatever. The CBO has blown up the lie, the big lie of the Democrats. It won't cost us a penny because they literally said, you know, they were trying to blame tax cuts for the fiscal woes in the country that just ended in September. The fiscal year ends in September. The federal government's fiscal year begins October 1. And they collected over $4 trillion in taxes last year. Corporate tax collections up 75% as the economy reopened. And what is amazing is the CBO projected the government would collect almost exactly what they collected. In other words, the most recent fiscal year, the government raised $36 billion more than was expected before the Trump tax cuts were passed. So that is ridiculous. You know, costless, you know, ridiculous, out of control, new Green Deal socialist spending is their answer for everything. And now you have a push to get amnesty in any way they can because they see this as their only opportunity. They can sense what's going to happen in 2022. And progressives begging Pelosi, don't cut back on the new Green Deal socialism. You can't cut back a penny on this. Congressional Progressive Caucus writing Speaker Pelosi, we have been told that we can either adequately fund a small number of investments or legislate broadly, but only make a shallow short-term impact. We would argue that's a false choice. Wow. Unbelievable. I'm going to tell you about the callousness of this government and how they feel about you, the American people, in ways that I don't think you understand. Now we're going to get to all of that. We got to take a quick break here. We'll come back on the other side. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Then we're going to look at all these people, nurses, doctors, military professionals, teachers, drivers. They're not going along with the mandate. that impact on the economy is going to be drastic.
Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. So now we've got these, you know, the supply chain disaster. Later at the top of the next hour, what's going to happen if thousands of people, nurses, teachers, doctors, medical professionals, truck drivers, you name it. What's going to happen with our military when thousands of them, for whatever reason, and I'm not having the discussion about getting or not getting the shot right now. What's going to happen when those people now are either fired or can't go to work? By the way, they're already telling you your Christmas is going to suck. No, yeah, no kidding. We already see the disaster, this 30-year high in inflation. You're all feeling it. Every one of you listening to me knows how much more you're paying at the pump. What you might not be ready for is that, let's say you heat your home with natural gas. Guess what? Your heating bills are going to go up, a whopping average of close to $1,000, $746 this winter. A massive increase from last year. This could make this winter's heating bills the highest since 2008. Not a good economic year, if you recall. You know, or if you heat your house with electricity, you're paying a dramatic amount more. You know, most people will be paying anywhere between $500 and $1,000. Now, how much more are you paying to fill your car? Then you build this whole thing out. You know, imagine that Janet Yellen still arguing that, well, we want to know every $600 transaction. Why do they want to know that? That's about as big brother intrusiveness than I've ever seen in my life. Because they'll be able to put the pieces of your life together. It's like the government now will spy on every American. Think it can't happen? Oh, let me remind you about the dirty dossier that was used to spy on Donald Trump, that ruined Carter Page's life. That turned out, you know, there weren't hookers in Moscow at the Ritz-Carlton peeing in Donald Trump's hotel room. And that whole lie. Biden won't take any questions about all of this. You know, Wall Street Journal has a phrase that we've been using, the Biden inflation tax. Hourly earnings, by the way, they're down 2% since Biden's inaugural. I mean, that's hourly earnings are down and you're paying more for everything that you buy. And get ready for these higher prices to heat your home. And if you live in a really cold climate, you're screwed because you're going to pay even more this year. It could be thousands of dollars for you. I don't know how much it costs to heat your home. You know, this is a great irony. I played for you a cut yesterday. Linda, if you could pull this up, or Jason Yellen or Ethan. I played this cut yesterday. I'm serious, man. We're going to put these CEOs of oil companies in jail. Now, I'm going to play that in a second. But now the White House, because OPEC turned them down, their first instinct after they gave up energy independence was, and they only gave the waiver for a pipeline to Vladimir Putin because the Bidens are compromised by Russia, China, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and God only knows how many other countries. Can you imagine the dossier they have on Hunter? And anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. So the White House is now, because they got turned down by OPEC, and it's now over $80 a barrel. Now they're begging and consulting with the oil industry to seek a remedy for the rising gasoline prices as Biden's self-inflicted crisis. Because again, the demand for energy, the lifeblood of the world's economy, has not changed. The only thing that's changed is that America's supply contribution, and we were energy independent, has been cut off. And now it's making Russia and Putin rich again. It's making the Middle Eastern countries that hate us rich again. The only ones suffering are American workers. But Pete Buttigieg, the compassionate man that he is, well, yeah, you lost your job working on the Keystone XL pipeline, but we want you to get another high-paying union job. Yeah, where are they? These are very skill specific for pipelines. Just not going to get another thing. Anyway, so now they're begging the oil industry. This is Joe Biden in 2019 talking about oil execs that he wants to put in jail.
If we don't stop using fossil fuels,
we're all dead. Doing away with any subsidies for fossil fuels, number one. Number two, holding them liable for what they have done, particularly in those cases where you're underserved neighborhoods and you know the deal, okay? And by the way, when they don't, or when they're deliberate, put them in jail. That's what I'm not joking.
Anyway, now Biden is planning wind farms along nearly the entire U.S. coastline. Even the Kennedys didn't want wind farms in their backyard. This is dumber. They're dumber than dirt, these people. Biden turns his back on reporters. He won't answer a single question about his disastrous economy or about the supply chain crisis he caused or the energy price increases that we're all suffering from or the rise in inflation because of energy costs going up. Yeah, guess what? Everything you purchase costs more. That's why you're seeing record high prices for every single item in every grocery store, drugstore, and any other store that you go to. And Biden praising the supply chain team as the White House fails to guarantee you can even get orders fulfilled for Christmas. It's October. And I have friends of mine saying, hey, do you want to go to a dinner in November? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, November? What month is this? It's October. Ask me in November. I don't know what I'm doing from day to day. And even if I make plans to go away, what percentage of the time do I plan to take a day off, Linda, that I call and say, no, it's too important. I got to work.
I don't think you take days off. I think you tease me.
No, I did.
Me.
I took a day off Monday.
Which we didn't plan, and we all had to scramble. But most of the time what happens is you tell me, I'm going
to
take this day off.
To see my daughter, which I want.
Hello, who was happier than me? Super happy, out of my mind, did a whole dance, very excited, all about it, supported it. But you never keep your days off. Never. Yeah.
And you always yell at me.
I do.
Now, this is how compassionate your White House is. You know, first you had Jen Psaki yesterday, just snotty comment. We're not the UPS and we're not FedEx and we can't guarantee your... I'm like, really? You just that cold and callous? You caused this disaster. These policies. Ron Klain, who might be the great puppeteer, White House chief of staff, criticized. He retweets a post from a Harvard professor that summed up our top economic issues as a high class problem. These dumbasses, the people that are suffering the most, are middle class Americans and low income Americans. I hate to be, there was a point in my life I was one of them. It's not fun. And now if you're paying $35 more to fill up your gas tank, it's impacting their lives dramatically. It's not a high class problem, you jackass. Psaki on if Americans will get their Christmas gifts on time. We're not the Postal Service or UPS or FedEx. Oh, okay. Tell that to your son or daughter on Christmas time when the doll your daughter wants and the trucks that your son wants aren't available. And then this idiot Buttigieg, the same idiot that said, well, oh, I'm sorry you got fired from the Keystone XL pipeline that was paying you $200,000 a year. You'll get another high-paying union job. No, they're not. Very skill-specific. Buttigieg now, over the past several months, he's been tasked with coordinating private companies across the trade and transportation sector. And then he goes out there on social media, trying to make light of this disaster with the supply chain. He's not lifting a finger to fix it. He's asked in an interview on fake news CNN about millions of Americans that celebrate the approaching holiday and the possibility there could be a supply shortage of various goods. Well, I think there have always been two kinds of Christmas shoppers, he said. The ones who have their list completed by Halloween, and then there's people like me who show up on the mall at Christmas Eve. If you're in the latter bucket, obviously, you're going to be facing more challenges. Not funny.
So holiday expectations management as we're looking.
I can't stand to hearing these people at this point. Two types of Christmas. Everything you buy is more expensive. Everything. They're now saying that beef might become a champagne luxury. Top White House officials. Oh, it's a high class problem. Biden says the officials dealing with the the shipping backlogs are doing a heck of a job. No, they're not, because we have tons of ships that can't get to port and drop off their loads, you idiot. People are so dumb. And now, oh, but we can't guarantee arrival of Christmas presents. By the way, 10,000 John Deere workers I see now are on strike. That's not good either. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. I do not have patience for this. Trade experts say Biden's plan to fix the supply chain problem is too little, too late. Players from ports to retail chains, they're working full tilt to handle this surge in imports. Then you got companies like Walmart and Costco's and others. They said, the hell with this. We're doing our own shipping. They're chartering planes. They want to take care of their customers. By the way, if you haven't eaten at Costco's, you need to. It's cheap as hell and delicious. They're hot dogs, pizza. It's great.
Is that on the new diet?
No, it's not on my
diet. It's like right
diet.
Next to the vegetables?
No, but the greens? I have stuck to this diet now for an entire week, and I deserve credit.
A whole week? Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your kind words. You know, Biden is out there. Oh, well, I can't wait for the court packing commission to come back in. You know, and by the way, this is like blue state, red state, too. And GOP congressional fundraisers, they have record-breaking donations. And calls in New York, by the way, they're not arresting people for shoplifting. Out in, what was it, San Francisco? It was, Walgreens, Walmarts?
Walgreens.
Walgreens stores are closing. You know why? Because you can steal $1,000 worth of crap, and they're not going to arrest you. Now the same thing is in New York, 6,000 cases, you know, shoplifting January to September, up 6,000 cases from last year. And now all of a sudden this surge, and now New York is beginning to notice. This is what happens when you defund and dismantle the police. What happened in that one case in New York? I forgot. You don't remember.
I don't remember.
Oh, and by the way, we find out now that it looks like Zuckerberg of Facebook helped swing the 2020 election, as they Daily Mail points out today. $419 million into a nonprofit local election administration boards to help turn out likely Democratic voters. There's a great piece in the New York Post about this today. $419 million. They give it to these specific Democratic groups. And what they do is they give it to counties to help with the election, implementing Democratic approved practices for mail-in voting, etc. It probably tipped the balance. Oh, Mark, I guess he's the one that's going to pick their elections. We're going to allow Mark Zuckerberg to buy them. Apparently, that's what it is. Anyway, you see where the money goes in these key states, swing states, and key counties. And now you got an unprecedented merger of public election officials and you know, there's money coming from Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, $419 million nonprofits, all to get Democrats out in the right counties to win the election. Is that okay with you? Just a disaster. Terry McAuliffe's in deep trouble. Terry McAuliffe now comes out in full tilt against the Second Amendment. Parents shouldn't have a role or a say in their kids' education. Unbelievable. You just can't make this up. We're going to get to a lot of... Oh, I love what Joe Rogan forced Dr. Sanjay Gupta, the CNN guy. I don't know why they lied about you. Yeah, they shouldn't lie about you. I'll play it later. It was very funny. You know, all I said is I'm glad Joe Rogan's alive. Joe Rogan doesn't know me. I don't know him. I've watched his podcast. I get pretty interested in it. I think he does a pretty good job. And he's also into MMA. That's a big plus on my life. So I don't care if you're a liberal and you get this virus. I want you to live. Even if you're going to spend the rest of your days, you know, trying to get me fired, I still want you to live. I am pro-life, you know. Times Square billboard hammering Biden over the COVID jab. Say, Joe, it's time to let the mandate go. Now, we're going to get into this. The judge in New York ruling... And this is huge. And a U.S. district judge in Maine ruling, you know, on religious exemptions for COVID-19 on the vaccine mandate. Sorry, the New York case. I mean, this is pretty amazing, actually. That is a big, big win for freedom, if you believe in freedom. I've given you my speech on COVID. I'll do it in the next hour, but you just can't keep doing it. By the way, I love how Katie Couric now decided to secretly edit an interview with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as apparently Ginsburg was very critical of people that kneeled during the national anthem. And she said it shows a contempt for government that has made it possible for their parents and grandparents to live a decent life. Oh, of course, we got to edit that out.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.